New data is being released today at the climate change talks in Poland showing progress is not being made on reducing carbon emissions from fossil fuels. The Australian Government's scientific research organisation, the CSIRO, will tell the conference that global carbon emissions are tipped to hit a record high this year, despite countries like Australia promising to make cuts. George Roberts reports.
Cars pumping petrol, trucks burning diesel, and coal firing power stations. They're some of the culprits named for global CO2 emissions going in the wrong direction. Dr. Pep Canadel is from the Global Carbon Project at the CSIRO.
Emissions have to go down immediately. There's no longer, you know, saying over the next 3 years they need to come down, because the emission rates that are required anywhere between 3 to 5% are becoming unachievable.
New data to be released today by the CSIRO shows that global fossil fuel emissions are on track to reach a record high this year. Even with renewable energy take-up doubling every 4 years, it's not enough to neutralise the growth in carbon emissions. Professor Frank Yotso from the Centre for Climate Economics and Policy at the Australian National University says Australia's not on target to meet the emissions cuts it committed to under the Paris Agreement.
That would require reductions of around about 10 million tonnes of carbon dioxide equivalent per year, or about 2% of existing emissions every year without exception between now and 2030. So that is actually a very significant task.
The former president of the Australian Conservation Foundation and Griffith University Emeritus Professor is Ian Lowe. He's seen the numbers.
They're very concerning. I mean, it's clear that we're not making the progress that was envisaged in the Paris Agreement in 2015. So it's clear that nations around the world aren't doing enough to slow down climate change.
The Australian government, though, recently has said that it will meet its Paris targets. Are you saying that Australia isn't on track either?
Australia certainly isn't on track. What the government has said is that they're on target to reduce emissions from the electricity sector by 26 to 28%. But the Paris Agreement was that we would reduce our overall emissions by 26 to 28%. To meet the Paris target, we'd need to be reducing emissions from electricity by something like 60 or 70%.
Given that Australia is only 1 to 2% of global emissions, is it really going to make a difference?
That's a reasonable point, except that every country except the US and China could say exactly the same. It's all of the 1 and 2% from all of the little countries that add up to the other 60% outside the US and China. We're currently on target for 3 or 4 degrees increase in global average temperature by the end of this century. And if the world as a whole is 3 or 4 degrees warmer, then it'll be 10 or 12 degrees warmer in inland Australia. And what that would mean is whole areas of Australia will simply be uninhabitable.
And that's Emeritus Professor Ian Lowe speaking with reporter George Roberts.